9:04, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 41 degrees, overcast skies, and calm winds in Flemington. The precipitation is off to our north and our east. Today will be partly cloudy and windy with a slight chance of a rain shower, a high of 59, winds northwest 20 to 30 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 26 tonight, winds northwest to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Except for a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, mainly sunny and a high of 41. On Thursday, mainly sunny, a high of 46. Periods of rain and snow on Friday. Temps nearly steady in the mid to upper 30s. No significant accumulation is set to be coming. It's only going to be a 80% chance. Partly cloudy and a high of 52 on Saturday, and mostly sunny skies on a high of 36 on Sunday. 42 in Tewksbury, 40 in Clinton, 46 Franklin, 42 in Alexandria. It's 43 in Lambertville and 41 in East Amwell. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntingChamberRadio.com. I have my guest, Dana Curlew, who is the Hunterdon County Counselor of the Year in the New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
It was about what we would do. He saw himself as someone who was lighting a path for the people then to act.
Mayor Bill de Blasio, honoring the late Martin Luther King Jr. at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Good news for New York strap hangers, the buses are going to be running. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The two sides talked for hours following the midnight expiration of a contract. The union unhappy about the 2% pay raises being offered. It's unclear what's being offered instead, but TWU President John Samuelson has issued a statement saying the tentative deal contains solid raises, greatly improving transit workers' quality of life. Details to be announced later. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
News 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Rejoice, my friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today, music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body. Restore your focus and productivity. Finally, enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. Find out how a devout Christian author and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why God guided him to create this amazing product. Go to 22wholetones.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as it has for countless others. Go to 22wholetones.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's 22wholetones.com now.
Who Madoff with the hot chocolate? Mark Mayfield reports.
Jailed Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff reportedly has a new way to make money behind bars. The New York Daily News says the man who bilked investors out of $65 billion has a monopoly on hot chocolate at the Federal Detention Center in North Carolina, where he's serving a 150-year prison sentence. Madoff reportedly bought up all the packages of Swiss Miss from the commissary, then sold it for a profit in the prison yard. A source tells the paper that inmates are constantly going to Madoff for financial advice. Mark Mayfield.
A case scheduled to go before the Supreme Court this week could foreshadow the fate of the Washington Redskins' controversial name. Lisa Carter has more.
Justices are scheduled to hear the case of an Asian American band known as the Slants. USA Today reports the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office rejected the group's trademark application because the name was disparaging to the Asian culture. The Redskins also appealing the office's decision to cancel its trademark for similar reasons.
USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
An NFL team isn't getting much help in leaving town. More with Mark Mayfield.
If the San Diego Chargers are going to move to Los Angeles, they may have to hire an L.A. moving company. About a dozen San Diego moving companies are pledging not to help the Bolts out. They've put up a website with the message, "Dear Chargers, we won't move you to Los Angeles. Love, your local San Diego moving companies." The website is wewontmoveyouchargers.com.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch delivered a speech on the eve of Martin Luther King Day, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
We still see our fellow Americans targeted simply because of who they are.
Amen. Lynch delivering her last speech as Attorney General at the historic 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama. She said that the church, which was bombed in 1963, is proof that the fight for freedom isn't free. Lynch noting the importance of that church now being part of a newly established Birmingham Civil Rights National Monument.
You've been recognized as a monument to the enormous sacrifices by which we've expanded and enlarged our liberty over the centuries.
I'm Chris Barnes.
A man had to be rescued from Lake St. Clair, Michigan today after he fell through the ice. Harrison Township Fire Department Sergeant Fred Darga.
And then they swam to him and put him on the ice sled, and that's how they got him out through the rope, through the other two guys, other crews.
Thank you for listening to USA Radio News, and I'm Rod Williams Stoll.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. It's 11:07 and time for Chamber Radio weather. It's currently 37 degrees with some light rain and fog and mist out there for this afternoon. Pretty much want to keep your umbrella with you because it looks like we'll have rain for the rest of the day with a high of 40. For tonight, rain and patchy fog, low 36. Tomorrow, Wednesday, looks like we'll start off the day with some rain, likely, and then that looks like will disappear as we get on in through the day with a high of 48. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 32. Thursday, looks like we'll be seeing the sun again, mostly sunny skies with a high of 48. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 30. Friday, mostly sunny, then a chance of rain with a high of 48. Friday night, low of 36. And it looks like the weekend should also be relatively warm in terms of the temperatures with a high of 47 on Saturday and similar on Sunday. That is HuntingtonChamberRadioWeather.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right. It is 11:09 and time for 100 in Chamber Radio, Some Things About Money. I'm Michelle Heide, with me Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton Heide and Associates. We're excited to have a special guest here today, Nicole Smith. She is a volunteer with Room to Read and many other organizations. But before we get started with today's show, I know Joe's excited to give a market update. Now that the market's been, feels like we haven't talked about the market in a few days because yesterday was a holiday.
No, it really isn't going to matter until after the inauguration, Michelle, because I think this is going to be sort of Reagan-esque in its response market-wise. We saw Reagan after the election, the market, I think, was up 8%, and then after the inauguration that year, I think it was down low, it was over 20%. So I'm not predicting that that's what's going to happen. But there are people out there beginning to look at things from a historical or hysterical perspective, if you will. But taking a look at what's going on in the markets right now, we are looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. That is red, to go along with this miserable rainy day here.
Yes.
The Dow
so we do need 20, the rain.
18,854.11, so much for all of the conversation about Dow 20,000. Down 31.62 points, or 0.16%. The S&P is down 4.5 points to 22.70. The NASDAQ is down over 24 to 55.49. Over in Europe, the DAX is up 11, the FTSE is down 84, the CAC in France is down over 10. Oil prices are green slightly, up 23 cents a barrel to 52.60. And gold, I guess, you're taking a look at the dollar shoring up on some of Trump's comments, and gold, as a result, is up $16.70 an ounce to $12.90 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury, not doing as well. The yield is now at 2.336%. So that's the update, Michelle. We are on hold waiting for the results of the inauguration.
The results of the inauguration?
Oh, the election didn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Show people protesting about what they believe is going to be in the Republican replacement version for Obamacare, and they're out there marching and showing up at rallies. These are all the same people that lost the election, and they're trying to rehash all the major concerns that they had or the different issues that were actually, as you could say, litigated during the course of that campaign. So they've already lost once, so they're probably looking to take a second meeting.
All right, but on positive news, we have Nicole Smith here today. She's a volunteer with Room to Read and many other organizations. She was on our show last month, and we've talked a little bit about it. Was on, actually, it was back in November. On Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But we're excited to have Nicole back, and I know we're going to have to unfortunately take a first break in a few minutes, but I thought we'd start off by you giving everyone an overview of who you are and what you're currently up to these days.
Thanks for having me. I love being here. My name is Nicole Smith. I have been a volunteer most of my life. It was a value that was shared growing up. My grandparents, my parents, we were involved in all kinds of volunteer work growing up, and now I've got my own kids, and I've want to expose them to the benefits of volunteering, and I've been the volunteer New Jersey chapter leader for Room to Read for almost, or going on 7 years, I think. Wow. This is our seventh year. Yes, I've been active in the Girl Scouts, the soup kitchen, the church, various things, and I enjoy it so much and want to encourage people to have this be your year to volunteer, because it's so much fun and it's so rewarding in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know we'll talk a little bit about some of the studies and statistics and things that are out there. But as I was sharing with my children this weekend, you know, people who give back, whether it's through volunteering, whether it's through monetary donations, whether it's through giving up your birthday gifts and having children donate to something else, which my daughter's birthday is Thursday, and I'm trying to, I said, oh, have you researched it? You know, where you might want your birthday presents to go or what you might want people to bring instead of birthday gifts. And she gave me that look. And I said, seriously? We went to a birthday party over the weekend, and instead of bringing gifts, they had everyone bring cat items because they were donating everything to Tabby's place. And then the girls whose birthday it was, they took everything over there, and then she ended up signing up. You have to be 12 to volunteer there. Now that she's 12, she's going to be volunteering there. So I thought that that was great, and I was hoping it kind of sparked a little bit of something on Isabel, but not just yet.
Kids are
but
kids.
But she'll get there.
I guess it's never too early. We've already started our meetings to put together the soup cook-off for this year, which is always the last Monday of February. So this year's February 27th.
Mm-hmm.
At Central, so get that date down. I want everyone to be there. Last year we had a fabulous time. We raised about $9,900 for the food.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's not bad for a couple hours' work. Plus, we also had baskets of food. So we're
lots
looking
of
to
soup.
Break that number and get up well over $10,000. So please attend. It is a fabulous event for a great, great cause.
And you never realize how full you can get eating little tiny cups of soup. You definitely don't need to eat before you go to the soup cook-off. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then when we get back, we're going to dig in deeper to volunteerism, some of the things that you can do, ways of finding out what opportunities are available, what's happening right here in our own county, things like that. So we're excited. We're going to take a short break. Again, you're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andchamberradio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, we are back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andchamberradio.com. Again, this is Michelle Heidi with me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton Heidi & Associates up in Clinton. You can reach us at 908-713-6600. So again, we have a special guest here today, Nicole Smith. We're talking about volunteerism And will 2017 be your year to get out and volunteer either for the first time or you know, for the 90 millionth time? There are so many opportunities out there. So let's see, where to begin?
Well, there's so many benefits to volunteering. And with a new year, everybody always sets all these goals. I'm going to cook more. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And you set yourself up for failure because you want to do so much. And it's good to have goals, and it's good to have I had all my kids write down their goals because they've proven that if you write them down, they're much more attainable. So I made my kids do that. Uh-huh. But what I'm here to talk about is volunteerism. And if you want to do one thing this year, and all it takes really is 1 hour per month. If you start with that, start small, and then you can make it attainable. So 1 hour a month, you can really start to make a difference with just 1 hour a month. Who doesn't have 1 hour a month? Exactly. And there's various ways to do that. Some people get bogged down in, well, how do I start? Where do I start? What I'm here to tell you is there's so many ways to volunteer. You can go on the internet and look for things to volunteer. There's a Volunteer Match is a website. But if you just look around your local community, I'm sure your church is involved in things, the library or the community center, the township, the kids' schools. There's so many ways to just start to investigate. The other thing I wanted to point out is volunteering doesn't have to be super organized. I love the story. My friend, his friend is retired, and the parents worked, and they needed somebody to walk their daughter to the bus stop every morning. I'm just like, so he walks the neighbor's daughter to the bus stop every morning, and I just think that is the most amazing thing ever. Oh, and yeah. It's not a giant organization. It's just a simple act of kindness that helps one another, helps the community. So I just love that story. My dad, who is in his 70s, drives the old people to their doctor's appointments. So it's basically reaching out to others in your community that need a little help, need someone to listen to them. Or, like I said, there's plenty of other ways to get involved, either in fundraising or my husband doesn't like to talk to people, doesn't like to be around people. He's an accountant. He's a hermit. So he helps with the church finances because he can do that, and that's using his talent, something he's good at, to help our church. There's so many different ways.
No, absolutely. And like you said, it's not like – I know sometimes people are like, oh, my gosh, if I volunteer, I have to commit to like this big thing or whatever. But it's true. There are so many opportunities out there where it might be just a one-time thing. It might just be an hour. It might be 2 hours. And, you know, you might eventually find something that you really enjoy doing that ends up taking up more of your time, but then it doesn't seem like this big thing. It's more of that's just part of what you do. And again, as you mentioned, there's Volunteer Match. There's a couple of other sites out there. You know, I was on that site last night just to check it out. I had never been on there. And yeah, you can search by interest. You know, if you're interested in helping animals or children or health and medicine or seniors, any number of things. And then you can also sort if you want things that your kids can also be able to volunteer for and that type of thing, which I think is great. I think it's so, so important. You know, because as you mentioned, who doesn't have, you know, starting small, starting with an hour a month, who doesn't have an hour a month to help in some respect? I mean, how much time are you spending watching mindless television or, you know, following Facebook and Twitter and all these other social media things? You know, that's time that you could potentially carve out to do something a little bit more valuable, which in turn will help you feel a little bit better. Not that you're not feeling good, but those are all things that, you know, studies have shown that when we help others, we in turn feel much better about ourselves. And again, I don't have the specific studies to quote, but I know there are many out there that have shown that, many famous quotes out there as well, as far as the importance of giving back in whatever way, you can. So let's see.
Yes. Volunteering, people have shown to have better physical, emotional, and mental health when they volunteer. The other thing is ask one of your friends. If your friend works at a soup kitchen or if your friend is at the animal shelter, you can say, hey, can I tag along for one time when you go this month and spend an hour with you? Because then you, first of all, you get to do something with your friend who you know you like already and something they're involved in. And maybe what they're doing excites you or maybe not, but it's a step in the right direction to exploring what you can do. And the other thing I found is those people that volunteer, a lot of them that are really into volunteering volunteer for 4 or 5 or 6 organizations.
Right, so, team,
I know.
Team.
So if one of them doesn't appeal to you, then likely they can point you in the direction, we'll try this. Rotary, which you've been involved in. I've spoken to many Rotary clubs. There's so many active Rotary groups all over the state. If you just look on the highway, there's posts. They have the Rotary signs everywhere, and they usually meet once a week. And they're a very fun group. All of the ones I've met are absolutely fun. And they're all involved in pancake breakfasts and runs and all kinds of different things. So if you find a Rotary group, there, like I said, there's so many ways to just take that step in helping others.
Nope, absolutely. Absolutely. As Joe mentioned earlier, you know, a couple things going on locally within Rotary. We've got the soup cook-off, which benefits the area's food pantries and everything. We now have our date for the Jazz Festival, which is going to be September 15th of this year. There's the rubber ducky race in the summertime. There's the triathlon down back again in the fall. All kinds of turnkey types of events where they're always looking for volunteers, whether you're a Rotarian or not. But Rotary in it of itself is a great organization, a global organization, you know, so that's something going global. There are other things that are more local. And again, it can be as simple as going to your school. I mean, I know that our school is always looking for volunteers to help out with certain things. Same thing with your church, the hospitals, neighbors, you know, as you mentioned, those types of things. Let's talk a little bit about one of the organizations that you're a very active volunteer for, which is Room to Read. I know we talked about that when you were on the show back in November, but again, it's just such a great global organization. It's always good to hear what they're up to and what you're up to. Anything happening on the calendars these days?
We're focusing on Princeton these days. We're doing a lot in Princeton, and I've been to this Startup Grind, which is a national speaker series where and they have local chapters. So Startup Grind in Princeton has been around for a couple years, and so I'm hoping to get our chief innovation officer from DC to be a featured speaker at Startup Grind in Princeton. So we're working out the logistics right now. And we have a meeting in Princeton this week with the local chapter leaders to kind of plan out our year. We might have a writer's workshop because Room to Read in the countries they work on, they have writers and illustrators workshops to develop books for the kids, the local kids in these countries who've never had books in their local languages. So we thought it'd be fun to have a writer's workshop at the Princeton Library or something for, because we know some local children's authors. And so we're just, these are some of the things we're formulating and I'm still trying to sell the cookbook. We did our Recipes Worth Reading cookbook, and still hoping to market that at Savory Spice Shop in Princeton, as well as the Princeton Farmers Market this spring, to help raise money to send girls to school, keep girls in school. It's important.
Absolutely.
So working on that. And my latest favorite guy, John Wood is my hero, but now I have a new hero, Simon Sinek. He's done so many TED Talks. Oh, my gosh. He is amazing because he did this piece on millennials, and it went viral about millennials in the workforce and everything. And I watched one of his speeches the other day where he breaks it down and talks about how biologically volunteering gives you hits of dopamine and oxytocin and different things like that that help you feel good, and that it builds up over time so you just feel better and better and better. And this is to counteract the cortisol drip, because people have stress and you have the drip, drip, drip of cortisol. I mean, he breaks it down so good, but you have the drips of cortisol, and when you have cortisol in your system, it suppresses your immune system, and so you're more prone to sickness and illness and chronic illness. So again, volunteering it makes you feel good both biologically and mentally and emotionally. And he has so many great talks, but it was interesting to have him break it all down like that.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. I'll have to check it out. I love listening to him.
I know. He's fun. He's amazing. He throws in these little jokes.
Exactly. Cool. He's interesting to watch. Yes. Unlike some things out there that I have to watch for business purposes, it's always good to break it up a little bit and have a little bit more.
He's very insightful. You know, he takes these concepts and he breaks them down, and it's like an aha moment every other moment with him. Yeah, it's great.
Nope, absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of his big things is, what's your why?
Yes.
You know, start with why. And a lot of times people focus on what they do, but they don't really focus on why they do it. You know, a lot of successful people in our world, it's not what they do, or it's not the background they came from. It's not whatever. It's why they do it. It's the passion behind it. And, you know, when it comes to volunteering, as mentioned, there's so many opportunities out there. that you might try volunteering for a couple different things and then find out one that really, really excites you and, you know, might lead you to some other things in addition to that. And, you know, we've also talked about just the people that you meet when you volunteer, because a lot of volunteers, you know, kind of connect instantaneously because they have that volunteering connection, which in turn can lead to other opportunities, whether it's business related, personal related, you know, those types of things. So that's really kind of cool too.
Yeah, I've met so many amazing people through Rooftree, just volunteering with Rooftree. It is unbelievable. And you are one of them.
Yeah, I know, exactly. You and I, same thing.
I know. It's just incredible, the people you meet. And you have to just listen to your gut. That's the other thing. People just need to listen to your gut. And does this feel right for me? Is this? Mm-hmm. And you also have to be willing to say no, because if you overcommit, then it's going to be a bad experience. So that's why, you know, a lot of people have trouble saying no. And in this world, we need more personal connection. And volunteering, you can't really do much of that virtually. So in this world of tremendous connection digitally, we don't have enough personal connection. And that's what's sorely missing. Mm-hmm. So volunteering is a way to balance out your life and be interactive with people that need help, the people you're working with. And I think also they were talking about we need to have a purpose in our lives. You need to solve problems. We need to work together. It's just kind of how we're wired biologically. Mm-hmm. And so if you can find a way to do that, you're going to be so much happier in the short term and the long term.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We're going to take our bottom of the hour check of the news and the weather. And when we get back, we're going to expand more upon volunteering. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
It was about what we would do. He saw himself as someone who was lighting a path for the people then to act.
Mayor Bill de Blasio honoring the late Martin Luther King Jr. at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Good news for New York strap hangers. The buses are going to be running. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The two sides talked for hours following the midnight expiration of a contract. The union unhappy about the 2% pay raises being offered. It's unclear what's being offered instead, but TWU President John Samuelson has issued a statement saying the tentative deal contains solid raises, greatly improving transit workers' quality of life. Details to be announced later. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
News 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
All right, it's 11:31 and time for 100andChamberRadio.com. Quick check of the weather. It is still 37 degrees out here with some light fog, mist, gray skies. Trying to wake up here. I think we need a second cup of coffee here, Joe. For today, looks like we will be having a rainy day all afternoon, high near 40. For tomorrow, Wednesday, rain likely in the morning. Then it looks like it should go away by the afternoon with a high near 48. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 48. Friday, slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Otherwise, same thing, partly sunny with a high near 48. And looks like for the weekend, we'll definitely be in the mid-40s as well with sunny skies. So it looks like a pretty warm forecast coming up over the next couple days. So it's hard to believe we're in January, but I'm certainly not complaining. Although I do love one good snowstorm. Exactly. All right. So we're back again. This is Some Things About Money, and our focus today is on volunteerism and the importance of doing it in many different ways. And we're talking kind of off air during the break, in terms of age groups and how and when to start getting kids involved. Because as we all know, good habits, you know, the earlier we start with our good habits, the earlier they will hopefully last into our lifetimes.
And that's how I started when I was young. My parents always made me aware. We went to the JC parties, and they were always involved with the church and different things. I started out as a candy striper, helping my grandma deliver the mail at the hospital. Yeah.
I did that
so
too.
It was just a family value that was encouraged. And I was a normal teen at times, and I've watched this in my own kids that, you know, I say, let's go work the soup kitchen today. They're like, no, I want to watch TV. I want to do this. I'm not going. But I'm just firm, and you're going, and once they get there, and it's not all the time. I'm not, you know, a slave driver or anything, but they, part of it is forcing them to do some things that are uncomfortable for them at mm-hmm. times. And also part of it is lead by example. So right. I'm doing what means a lot to me. And my parents did the same thing. They didn't make us go all the time. But we watched them do it. We watched how beneficial it was for them. And then here I am as an adult doing it on my own volition because I enjoy it so much. And it is hard. You talked about your daughter has to be 12. Mm-hmm. A lot of places will say 12 or 16 or 18. And some of it is whether they're ready to do it, and part of it's because of the liability that people are scared of.
Yeah.
But you can get kids involved in a very young age. They can clean out their closets, clean out their books, clean out their old toys, clean out their clothes, and give it to the VNA. And our area has a big collection time twice a year, or Salvation Army or any of those places. But if you encourage kids to go through their things, because we all have too much stuff, mm-hmm. and say, hey, let's go through our things and donate some of these books, or donate, you know, the Salvation Army thrift shop, donate some things. And that's one way to get them to let go of some things and talk about the idea. And a lot of these runs that they have, the 5K runs at the parks, you can bring the whole family. Not everybody's running, but somebody's in a stroller or helping with snacks. There's mm-hmm. different things. There's a really great website. It's based out of Chicago, but I think they do the best as a family and family environment for helping. And it's called the Honeycomb Project. .org, I think. And so I'm on their mailing list because they always just have great ideas. So if anybody wants to start something or get any ideas, that would be one way to say, hey, well, this would be easy to do in our own community.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so that's great. And studies have shown that adolescents, it helps with their whole development. It helps reduce obesity. It helps them feel more engaged and involved instead of in this vacuum, because it's hard to be a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So studies have shown that it helps adolescents. And then as you grow older, being a volunteer, an active volunteer, helps with cognitive ability as you age. So there's from infancy all the way to elderly, there's so many benefits to volunteering.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely want to make sure that I'm maintaining my cognitive abilities. And I think we're all feeling that in this day and age of being bombarded with so much information from so many different resources at all times.
Well, that's why this is such a great time out, because it's
exactly.
just human, simple human interaction.
Exactly.
Here I'm feeding you this plate of food, or here I'm giving you a pair of socks, or here anything. It's so basic. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, too, for children, especially in the part of the country where we live, to be out in the community and realizing, okay, definitely helps you value the things that you have, because they don't always see the fact that, yes, there is homelessness in our county. Yes, there are people that can't put food on their table every day. There are people that don't have books. You know, people are like, how do they not have books? Well, some people don't have their own books, you know. So for them to be exposed to some of those things, I think, is important, because they think they don't always value the things that they do have. And we've talked about that before. But, you know, an awareness exercise. And then I think you're right. I think once they get out there and they start doing it more, they might whine about it at first. But then once they're out there, they enjoy it. I mean, I know when we first volunteered with the Rotary at the triathlon, and we were giving out the water to the athletes, you know, some of these people, I was amazed at these people and the drive that they had. People that you would, you know, again, you know, people always have these impressions that if to be a triathlete, you have to be like this svelte, you know, whatever person. And there were people of all shapes and sizes that were, you know, they were committed to running this race and the bike and the swimming and everything. And we were handing out water. And at first my kids were like, oh, we have to get up so early, blah, blah, blah. But they had so much fun. And to this day, they're like, when's the next one? We want to help out. You know, same thing with the soup cook-off. They're like, we have to go eat soup. And but now they're like, ooh, we can't wait to see what kind of soups they have. And what can we do to help? And all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot of fun. It really is. And as you mentioned, it's a great way to be social with your family, with friends, you know, and instead of going out to eat, which we'll, you know, we'll still do, but it's like, hey, why don't we get together with, you know, the Smith family? Let's all volunteer together. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great way to learn more about each other and be out in the environment and the community helping and giving back.
And you never know who you're going to affect.
Right.
So talking about a race, I was in this little race a long time ago in the city and, you know, jogging along, and it wasn't a marathon or a triathlon or anything like that. But then towards the finish line, this girl comes by me and she's like, let's beat this time. And she's like, I've been following you for the last couple miles. And you and I'm like, oh my gosh. So she was using me to help her go along, and I didn't even know it. And then she brought me all across the finish line, and it was just amazing.
Yeah.
And then Simon Sinek, and one of his, he says he helped some guy who dropped his papers on the street in New York City and helped him pick them up. And then he got to the light, and this random stranger said, that was really cool. You helped that guy. So this is just people that are commenting on things. So imagine how many people you're affecting that are noticing,
right, that are noticing
and being inspired and thought provoking, and you don't even know it.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't say things, but they're affected and they're observant and they're noticing.
Mm-hmm.
So, which brings me to the simple acts of kindness and the simple things, just smile at a stranger, or to hold the door open for somebody,
mm-hmm.
or forgive somebody, because that's detrimental on both sides. But be kind and show compassion. And listening is one thing, because I know the kids come home and I'm cooking or doing something, they're trying to tell me about their day. I'm like, yeah, you know. And just listening to anybody who wants to talk, just stopping what you're doing, looking them in the eye, and listening to what they have to say is so profound and so touching.
Right.
This person cares about me. They're paying attention to me. They're not looking at their phone. They're, you know. My daughter is constantly taking me to task on that. I was speaking because everyone's trying to speak.
Right.
Like, I was speaking. Okay.
Especially in your house. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of very boisterous people. That was our word of the week last week, boisterous.
Mm-hmm. But no, random acts of kindness, that's also another great area, which is along these lines. And I know when I did one of my client T-Berry events, I think it was, 2 years ago, I had given out these random acts of kindness cards. And it was so neat. Each person that got one went and did whatever it said on their card. Aww. You know, so one was, next time you go to, you know, the coffee shop, you know, pay for the person behind you and see what smile it brings to their face.
Aww.
Another was, you know, call a friend you haven't talked to in a long time just to say hi. You know, just little things. It's amazing what a difference that can make to them. I mean, it makes you feel good, but it also makes that person feel good as well. Instead of getting mad at somebody for, you know, driving on your tail down the highway, wave to them and smile.
With gritted teeth. No, I'm just kidding. No, but that brings me to another idea I had. So for people that are super busy, which I know a lot of people are busy, and if you really want to commit to doing 1 hour volunteering a month, I could say you could break it down into 2 minutes a day. So 2 minutes a day for 30 days is an hour. So I was thinking, if while you're brushing your teeth, think about, like you said, someone that you haven't talked to in a while or you haven't appreciated in a while. So while you're brushing, because then you'll remember every day to do it.
Right.
While you're brushing your teeth, think about, who am I going to either text or call or email today, and spend another minute sending a note to that person, or, you know, a person. Like what we talked about, my father-in-law just passed away. I really want to make sure I get in touch with his wife. And once a week, just to say, hey, we're thinking. I mean, I think she's doing well, but just say, hey, we're thinking about you. We know you've experienced this loss.
Mm-hmm.
And have the kids write cards and things. But
but
if you brush your teeth every day, hopefully you brush your teeth
every
day. And you think about, for that 1 minute when you're brushing your teeth, I'm going to reach out to Joe today or Sue today and send them a text saying, hey, you know, how's it going? How's the new job? How's your kid? How's life?
Right.
If I miss you, anything, that would be one way to get your 1 hour in a month if you're not ready to branch out. But then that's starting the treadmill, or starting the wheels in motion to a more positive habit in your life.
Absolutely. Because as we know, we're all about habits, and having good, healthy ones are always better than not. Mm-hmm. But once you get into the swing of things, it becomes second nature. I know it's funny when I run into people and they're like, are you still exercising 3 days a week? I'm like, yeah, it's been almost 7 years. I've gone, you know, at least 3, sometimes 4 days a week, and I'm committed. I've never had the excuse of I'm too tired, or I don't feel well, or it's too early. You just get into the habit. Same thing.
And you probably never felt better, right?
Exactly. Haven't felt better. It's, you know, it's the exercise, it's the physical, mental, overall stress reduction. There's all kinds of good things about it. So since we all, as you mentioned, hopefully we're all brushing our teeth at least once a day, you know, during those 2 minutes, think about someone or something
and
or
act on it.
That you can reach out to. I love sending out handwritten cards because no one ever does that anymore. And I love when I get one, you know, when you get the occasional, wow, that person actually took the time, even if it's just to say, hey, thinking about you. You don't have to, you know, I always thought, oh, I have to write this big, long thing, blah, blah, blah. But when I was at my parents' house the other day, my mom had had some holiday cards sitting out from Holland because she still has relatives in the Netherlands, and they were all written in Dutch. And I was like, oh, can you know, what do they say? And it was just so neat that they're all handwritten and really cool.
That's another Simon Sinek point, because he talks about time. Like, we want to give our time, talent, and resources or treasures. And he was saying time is a commodity. Time is a valuable commodity. So if you're giving your time, so he was saying if you send an email and you send a handwritten note and you write the exact same thing, which one's going to have more impact? The handwritten note, because it took more time to write it, to send it, to deliver it. So he's a big advocate for handwritten notes. And me too. I love all the paper stationary notes and things like that. So again,
exactly.
Yes, taking time to listen, to send, go the extra mile to send something.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So let's see what else. Joe, you're awfully quiet back there.
Yes, I am. I'm making a comment on Facebook about Social Security.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. We'll leave you alone then. We'll keep talking about all this fun volunteer stuff.
I love to hold the door open for people. That's another one. Maybe I already said that. Hold the door open.
Oh, that's
for
another
people.
Good one. It makes me feel old sometimes when I have a young kid open the door for me, but it is. It does make you feel good.
Well, and it's good that kids are learning to
right,
do that,
it's good
too.
That kids are learning to
sometimes
do that.
Kids
exactly.
will walk by and they'll be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So that's funny. So, talking about books, talking about Simon again, my new hero. I ordered his book. It's called Leaders Eat Last.
Okay.
I want to read that one. So
yeah.
That was one. And then there's also a shift in everyone has work and volunteering, and you've got a lot of things in your life to balance, but I've mentioned this before. John's new book, John Wood, the founder of Room to Read, his new book that he's writing is about purpose and profit. So finding an alignment between what you love to do and having a purpose in life and making things more profitable. And there was an article in our local paper recently by one of the Investors Bank. He was chief culture officer.
Oh.
But he says his name is Dennis Budinick, if I'm getting it right. Happiness is the competitive advantage today. You make happiness a priority in business, you start to make more money. Happy people will sell more of whatever it is you are selling. It is a no-brainer. Happiness drives results. So I thought that was interesting because, you know, you're feeling better, you're making more money, you're performing better. And then in the book, Picture Your Prosperity, they have a whole chapter about, what's it called, creativity or something like that? No,
right.
No. Generativity.
Right.
So there's this book that Michelle's friend helped author, and they talk about generativity, that if you're more generous, people say, well, how can I be generous? I don't have a penny in my pocket. But if you start to have a generous attitude and you give what little you can, then it just starts to snowball slowly, slowly. And that's the same with volunteering and giving. Every little bit starts to snowball, and then you just can't help yourself. It's a good addiction.
Right. Exactly. No, absolutely.
Because Simon says that all the social media and all that stuff from the phones is addictive behavior. It can be addictive behavior. It's similar to alcoholism and other things. But if you can flip that and get more personal interaction, human touch, listening, eye contact, then you're setting yourself up to for good habits, good behaviors, and you won't fall into that bad addiction.
Same.
Of
getting sucked into all that stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So it's I was reading that book again last night, Picture Our Prosperity, which we need to do another workshop.
I know, we do.
That was so fun.
We do. We definitely do.
We were talking about vision boards in Spanish class.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I got my vision board. So if you don't have enough to do this year, set up your vision board, because writing down goals and putting a picture to it is definitely also helpful in achieving
it
goals.
Certainly is. It certainly is. And you mentioned earlier about having your kids write their goals. Now, normally I do that, and I'm realizing that we haven't done that yet this year, so we'll have to do that this week. For sure.
I did this year goals, 5 year goals, and 10 year goals for the kids.
Oh, I like that.
So it was good. But now I'm going to keep them. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
But it's good to get them to think about that because one will be in high school, you know, the other one will be out of college, you know, different. It'll be pretty cool.
I like the longer rain ones. It was funny. I remember, like, with my son a couple years ago, you know, his goals for the year were to catch more fish, to, you know, catch the football and score a touchdown, you know, little things
That's
like that.
Awesome.
But it's, so it'll be interesting as they're getting a little older to see how things change, you know, how many books they want to read in the year or, but yeah, the 5 year and 10 year will be interesting to,
and it's a good perspective to have. Just, I mean, not, not that you're holding to it or that, you know, just
but
thinking,
I think as
like,
we've
talked
about, it's important to have those,
live in the moment, but also kind of keep your eye on what do I want to get,
exactly.
What I want to do.
Exactly. Yeah. What do I want my purpose to be and where do I want to be and how do I get there?
Exactly.
All right. We're going to take our last break of the show and then we're going to wrap things up today on some things about money. But we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, we are back to wrap up today's show of Some Things About Money here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. During the break, we were talking about reading. And Nicole and I are both huge book nerds. I mean, I just can't get enough books. And, you know, I'm one of those people that next to my bed, I have a stack of books. Plus, I have my Kindle. Plus, I have, you know, books on reserve at the library. It's, you know, it just can't be big enough sponge. Exactly.
It's cool to be a book nerd these days.
Yes, it
Very
is.
Cool.
I think so.
Well, we were talking about, we mentioned the book, Leaders Eat Last. Mm-hmm. And then the other book I mentioned that I heard about was called Tribe. I don't know the author, but he was the featured speaker at the Morristown Festival of Books this past fall. And the gist of the book is that, and you've heard the word tribe. Simon uses the word tribe. Tribe's a big, because we all want to belong to a tribe. We all want to belong. And now in this digital, we're all connected digitally, but we don't really feel like we belong, a lot mm-hmm. of people. I mean, you have your Facebook groups and things like that. But he talks about, I think he's got a military background, and he talks about how all these people, veterans, military people that are in their platoons and they're overseas and they're fighting and they're like brothers and family, and then their tour is done and then they come home and they're lost. And I feel like I'm so indebted to all of the military personnel out there who give their lives all the time for our freedom. So it's probably a great book. It's on my list. Probably a great book to check out. And again, feeds into our whole discussion about connectivity, human connectivity, being helpful, being part of a community, and helping others and helping yourself and being there for others.
Absolutely.
So that's another one to add to your list.
Absolutely. Exactly. I know. I always end up with a big list when I see you of more books.
I know,
to add
but
to
I was I don't have time to read them all either. I'm too busy running around. So, well, let me give it one more quick shout out to the one thing I'm really looking forward to this month is the Princeton Community Works. It's only $35. It's a Monday evening, and I think they've still got space, but it's 400 nonprofits from all over. So if you don't know where you want to volunteer and you've got a free Monday night,
there you go.
Come on over, and it's so much fun. They have speakers, they have panelists, they have breakout sessions. You even get a box dinner with your $35. But I love this whole group, and it's so dynamic, and they always have all these great icebreakers. So I'm really looking forward to going to that in a couple weeks.
Very cool.
PrincetonCommunityWorks.org.
Excellent. Yeah, I should look that date up. I went a few years ago, and I really, really enjoyed it. I learned a lot, and you know, most people are aware of the traditional organizations to volunteer for, but it's amazing how many groups are out there that are looking for volunteers. Like I said, there's something for everyone to volunteer with, ranging from health to veterans to animals to
the environment,
you name it.
To the watershed, to the
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because there's all these people doing these great things.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And I also tell people, because I've got teens and they're thinking about what they want to be and what they want to do with their life, or if you've got kids coming home from college and want internships, go to the nonprofits, because they don't have a lot of money, but they have a lot of ideas. And if you want to get your foot in the door and have a lot of responsibility and a lot of creativity, a lot of freedom, if you jump on board with the nonprofit and start working with this group and doing, you can really make an impact that will work for you on your resume later on.
Right.
That's another really
huge
good
experience.
Reason to volunteer.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, huge experience, which is important. And as you mentioned, you know, a lot of kids kind of know what they want to do, but maybe not. And by doing that, they can be exposed to so many different things that might help them decide one way or another. Maybe they start doing something, they realize maybe they don't want to do that, but then it leads them to a different opportunity of something that they never thought that they would want to do.
Yeah.
Which is really kind of cool.
And you never know when you're going to meet someone or where you're going to meet someone that's going to come back later and help you out.
Exactly.
Connections are key. Networking,
yes,
connections,
are.
All that helps.
They are. Those personal connections. Again, we can all do all this virtual stuff, but to actually have in-person conversations where one person is actively listening, which is also one of those skills that I feel has been lost. I was reading that the average focus time of people right now is 9 seconds.
I believe it.
So if you don't grab their attention in 9 seconds or have something valuable to say, they tune you out right away, which is kind of scary. It's like that of a goldfish or something. And they might even have a longer attention span. Who knows?
Yeah.
So, all right. So we've talked a lot about volunteerism, all the opportunities that are out there, lots of great things going on. Takeaways, you know, commit to 1 hour a month. Again, it's not a lot of time. It breaks down to maybe 2 minutes a day. Volunteer Match is a great site to go to find out opportunities that are out there. Talk to your friends, talk to your colleagues, maybe even look to do. I know a lot of employers now, a lot of small, especially smaller ones, are looking to get employees more involved in their communities, you know, so get together and throw out, you know, what everyone's interests are and maybe put together some groups to go out and do different things throughout the year.
Corporate social responsibility is good.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's definitely picking up, and it's great to hear. I'm definitely going to check out Simon Sinek's talk about volunteerism and the honeycombproject.org, and I've got my book list here.
That's right.
You know, another thing you mentioned earlier that I didn't want to overlook, because that was part of one of my goals for this year, is to say yes to know more, because I like to do so many different things. But as you mentioned, when you do things, whether it's volunteering or other things, you want to be able to give them your full time, both mentally and physically. And I think a lot of people get so excited about, ooh, I'm going to do this and this and this and this, and then they don't end up doing any of it, or you know, they don't do it as well as they would like to do it. So once you find what those things are, you know, commit to those things and don't feel like you have to be all things to all people and do everything, because like I said, there are plenty of opportunities out there, plenty of people out there to fill those opportunities. So let's do what makes us happy, which in turn helps make other people happy, which in turn just keeps making that little wheel go round and round.
Right. And this is one of those rare instances where the more you spend, the more you get, because it's been proven that your mortality rate goes down if you volunteer. So the more time you spend volunteering, the longer, healthier, happier life you're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of we have found the fountain of youth.
Exactly, exactly. It doesn't cost money to do it.
That's right. Yeah, no, it's definitely... The list goes on and on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Any last-minute words of wisdom from you, Nicole, or Joe, in regards to volunteering, other than just do it?
Just do it. That's right.
Just do it.
Find something, find a cause you care about, and get involved in a small way. You don't have to overcommit. You don't have to go crazy. Just find a small way to get involved. And like I said, my one friend, she's not a people person. She didn't want to fundraise. She says, you know what? Let me just sit in my pajamas and do your email list. Like, go over your email list and get rid of the duplicates. So that was something that she devoted her time to help me out, but it didn't involve any big parties or planning or, you know, so there is a way to get involved for everyone. Use your time.